Well, we always love doing these alumni spotlight segments, and joining us for today's edition is Eric Metcalf on the line with us from Seattle, Washington. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, it's great to have you with us, Eric, and want to take you back to your time with this Browns team, 1989 to 94, and you know, you had played for several teams in this league, seven total, counting the Browns. I wonder from your perspective, and that's where you had the most traction, the most time is here in Cleveland, what your fondest memory was of your time as a Cleveland Brown.
Okay, before I get into that, let me say, I want to be known as strictly a Brown. Those other teams that I went to, I was just there for a stop. So I like the Cleveland fans to know that I am a Cleveland Brown through and through, and that's all I really want to be associated with. But just coming to Cleveland is funny, because I never thought that I would be a Cleveland Brown, and didn't really pay attention to the franchise, the history, or anything that had to do with being a Brown until I got there. And once I got there, I think the biggest thing for me was just going out there and playing well in the old stadium, and knowing the history and of all the people who had played there and been Pro Bowls and the Hall of Fame and things like that, and just knowing that when I left there, that people kind of held me in regards to like one of the best players to ever come through. And that's my most vivid memory. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen on the field, but to know that I'm considered one of the special guys to ever put that uniform on and play in Cleveland makes me feel even better.
And there's no question that you were, Eric, because you were such a dynamic guy as a runner, as a receiver, as a return specialist. I mean, you really were one of the earlier versions of, you know, I want to use the word slash kind of player, but you definitely had that multi-dimension that just made you so valuable.
Yeah, I think that's what I did my entire life. And I mean, and I guess it's genetic, because my father did the same thing as far as kicking, returning kicks and punts, catching the ball out the backfield, running the ball, and even being a receiver at times. He would always tell me as a kid, and we didn't even talk about football that much, was the more you can do on the field gives you a better chance of being successful. And so, you know, I was able to do all those things, and I think that just being able to do that made it harder for the defenses to key on me and things like that, and inevitably made it easy for me to make plays that way.
And your father, of course, Terry Metcalf, had played for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Redskins in the NFL, and even spent some time in the Canadian Football League with the Toronto Argonauts. But, yeah, that was great advice from him that you took and applied to your career. Now, was there for you, and you had some great numbers as a returner, was that part of your game the most comfortable, or where did you feel the most at home?
I felt the most at home running the ball, simply because that's what I had done all my life. I mean, it's easy for someone to turn around and pitch the ball to you or hand it to you and tell you to run, especially at a younger level, because then you get the ball in your hand, you make people miss, and you outrun them if you have that ability. And that's what I had done all my life. So that was what I was used to. But getting there and being shifted out and playing receiver, that was something that I had to learn. And I didn't do it as much in Cleveland as I did, say, in Atlanta. Having to learn that position, it was tough on me, and I didn't think I'd be able to do it. But, you know, it worked out, and I felt good about it once I started to do it. But even though I knew in my heart that I wasn't a true receiver, it eventually worked out. And as far as the return game, when I got to Cleveland, I didn't even want to return punts, for one. I mean, go figure, considering I returned a lot for touchdown. But I didn't want to do that because I was kind of nervous about it. The ball hanging up, playing against pros, and the ball hanging up in there for 4+ seconds. And I'm thinking, these guys are fast and they're going to kill me. And so when I first got there, fortunately for me, Gerald McNeil was the returner.
Right.
And so I didn't have to return punts, but I did return kicks and got a few touchdowns there. But then Bill Belichick came and said, we want you to return punts. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And he explained to me, was just, picture it as another way for you to get the ball in your hands and an opportunity for you to make plays. And it worked out for me.
Former Browns running back, wide receiver, and return specialist Eric Metcalf joining us on our alumni spotlight here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, you mentioned after you left the Browns, the Falcons had brought you there and primarily to catch the football. You spent time a year with San Diego, Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, Washington Redskins, Green Bay Packers. You established at the outset that you just want to be known as a Cleveland Brown and that these other places were stops. But, you know, when you really get down to it, Eric, what is it about this team and this town? Because people, emotionally, they've gone on, I want to call it a roller coaster ride, but a lot of people would argue it's just not been, there haven't been as many highs as they'd like. It's been way too many lows of late. But you know what this community is about. There's excitement over the draft that they just had to inject some new talent and good talent on this team. How special do you know it can be here if things do turn around?
It would be unbelievable. I mean, I know that when I was in Cleveland and we were 11-5 and we won a division my rookie year, that the fans were ecstatic and always behind you regardless of what the record is. Of course, everybody wants to be a winner, but you get to understand what fans are like truly when the team is on a downslide, and that's what's happening. People, the Browns aren't winning like they have been in past years, but yet the fans will always be loyal. They will always be there behind the players and just want to see a winner. The city of Cleveland deserved for the Browns to go to the Super Bowl and at least be in the game, because people have been behind the Browns for so long and seen, like you said, the roller coaster ride. Yeah, and it gets emotional for them as well as the players and coaches also. But the fans in Cleveland are so special and appreciate the fact that players go out there and try to perform as best they can.
Eric, as a guy who did some great return work in the kickoff with kickoffs and made such an impact there, how do you react, I guess, to the discussion that the kickoff might in fact be eliminated from the game at some point? John Mara, the owner of the Giants, who's part of the competition committee, I mean, said that is a real discussion that has gone on. And it's hard for me to fathom, you know, what the game would look like without it. But as someone who was part of it, and again, it's all done with the idea of reducing injuries, eliminating or trying to do everything possible to minimize the concussions especially, and that, you know, the data apparently is that too many of them happen in that part of the game. How do you look at that?
Well, obviously, for a guy who made the Pro Bowl strictly as a special teams player, that's taken half my game away. So I'm not excited about that. When I look at the kickoff and punt returns portion of the game, it's like a momentum thing. It's the most exciting thing in a football game, especially when if you go on the punt return. This means your defense has obviously stopped their offense and they're turning the ball over to you. So when they kick it to you, if you can take that to the house, look how excited the fans and the team is. And at the same time, on the kickoff return, that means that generally, if it's not the beginning of the game or the half, that they have scored points. And so for them to kick it off to you and you be able to take it back, that again excites the team and changes the momentum of the game. So that'd be a hurdle to take that out. I mean, we understand that the injuries are important, the concussions that everybody experiences. We don't want to see that, and we don't want to see anyone get hurt. But at the same time, a lot of these guys are getting hurt because they're out there just running into each other. I mean, they don't wrap up like old school football, and they just run in, try to get the biggest hit and call that football. And that's where these guys are getting hurt. If they went back to basic fundamentals, I think it wouldn't happen as much.
Eric, you're in your home town of Seattle, Washington, and you're doing some volunteer coaching at the University of Washington for the track team there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, as I said, I coach a track club, which is high school kids and younger, as well as do the volunteer coaching at the University of Washington. And I think, you know, I just love track. I competed in track at the University of Texas and in the long jump. And I love track. I love the individualism about the sport because it's the one sport that you can go out there and what you put into it is what you get out of it. So you can never blame anyone else for what happens, whether you're running a race, whether you're jumping, whether you're throwing in track. That's what happens. What you put in is what you get out of it. So because I loved track when I was a kid and into college, I started my track club basically to help kids who run track and try to get them to college. And so that's what my whole premise for starting the track club was about and being involved with track. And I do like it, and so I just kept going and been doing that since 1999. And like I said, I'm also a consultant to Nike Track and Field, which gives me an opportunity to see some of the greatest track athletes in the world.
Outstanding. Well, great stuff, Eric. Enjoyed the visit with you and getting caught up with you, and we will hopefully talk with you down the line.
Well, thank you very much.
He is Eric Metcalf, joining us for our Alumni Spotlight on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.